3:15. I guess we're reading all three verses. That's what we've got more leaders now. 3:15. Okay, let's pray. I'd like to stay here longer.
Oh. PowerPoint. Down there on at the very top of the chorus, I didn't realize it was written this differently in the book, but we're going to sing it like I know it's supposed to, how it's written. But at the very first of the chorus, there's supposed to be, I know that Jesus. We'll sing that. Well, y'all get it.
Standing on the promises of Christ.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
that George Hamilton the Fifth told a true story. And it was told that this
amazing grace.
first and the last. All right, let's sing.
Somewhere the sun.
God is there always.
I'm reading to you the Word of God. I want you to listen very carefully to the Master. These are the literal words of Jesus. And I want to tell you something before we read it. Surely there could be no invitation that would be comparable to this one. Here tonight, and you're not a Christian, I want you to listen to this invitation. And I trust you pray that you'll respond to him who extends it. I'm reading to you from Matthew 11, beginning at verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That, my friend, is your invitation to Jesus. By Jesus, in his words, he's inviting you to come. There's a stranger at the door. You want to let him in? You've never obeyed the gospel. You've never been baptized. Rise now and come to Jesus. You're a child of God and have a little faith in the service of the Lord. Arise. Come now.